Well, the Springfield Figure Skating Club is a nonprofit organization. It's been around for many, many years in Springfield, affiliated with the Springfield Park District's Nelson Center that's in Lincoln Park. We are committed to introducing kids to the enjoyment of figure skating and also participating in community events and some charity type events as well, and working collaboratively with other user groups in the community just to promote fitness with kids.
And when it comes to introducing kids to figure skating, you certainly had a unique opportunity just recently with the Olympics, because Gracie Gold, who has some local ties, was actually involved with this group when she lived here.
Oh, yes, that's true. It was really exciting to see Gracie skate first on national TV and then at the Olympics. It's just a really personal experience for many of us who know her and her family. She did skate with the Springfield Figure Skating Club for many years before moving to Chicago and then on to California. And she and her family are still associate members of the Springfield Figure Skating Club. So we're just really excited. Of course, the Winter Olympic years always bring people out of the woodwork for winter-type sports, in particular figure skating. So we have had, a lot more interest in figure skating, but that's pretty typical.
You also have a big event coming up this weekend. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this weekend, the Springfield Figure Skating Club is proudly putting on their 38th annual Spotlight on Ice, and this is where we take Broadway musicals and turn them into ice versions of different segments of the different musicals. We have Lion King, we have Showboat, we have Sound of Music, Hairspray. Our director and choreographers always try to introduce people to Broadway musicals, and some of them are not as well known as others. This year, one that's perhaps maybe not as well known as Lion King and Hairspray and Sound of Music is Starlight Express. It's an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, and so it's kind of exciting to have some of the lesser-known musicals being put to ice. So we're very excited to be putting on this show for the 38th time.
And give a little more detail, if somebody wants to go to this, there's a couple of opportunities. It's at the Nelson Center, right?
Right, and we're putting on three performances this weekend. On Saturday, we have a show at 2 p.m. and then at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, we will have our last and third performance at 2 p.m. So we've got three opportunities for people to come out and see skaters of all levels, including adults. And also some younger children from our Learn to Skate program will be performing. Tickets are available at the Nelson Center. We do have a phone number you can call if there's some groups like Girl Scouts that would like to come or some other nonprofit organizations. They can call 483-1472 and speak to Deborah about some special discounts for groups of kids that want to come or adults. And also Springfield Area Schnooks are helping us sell tickets as well.
And what does the money go towards? How does the group use that?
Well, we have, of course, we have, several fees associated with putting on a production like this. We have professional lighting company come in, and so we have, the fees associated with that. And then we have to, of course, pay for our ice time and things like that. Outside of that, we have tons of parent volunteers that are working tirelessly, and choreographers and figure skating coaches that are working for reduced fees to help us put this on. And then the money goes back into the club, helps us to generate some money for advertising and to put on our show year after year. And then we also try to do a few local charity things throughout the year, like we do raise money for our have a food drive in conjunction with some of our events and do angel tree shopping and things like that at Christmas time.
It's really an opportunity for the kids to sort of show what they've learned and to do that in front of an audience.
Right. It's very exciting. It's you usually have to go to bigger metropolitan type areas to see ice shows. And so we're really excited that this is kind of a hidden jewel in the capital city to have spotlight on ice. Many people that have lived here for a long time have never had the opportunity to come and see it. And every year we get a different people that come and they're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, this kind of thing happened here at the Nelson Center in Springfield. And it's really magical and very, you know, there's this, like I said, tireless amounts of hours go into this with building sets and professional lighting. And, you know, it's just, we've got a lot of great coaches. One of our coaches was with the ice, two of our coaches actually have skated with the Ice Capades in the past. So we've got a lot of great experienced coaches helping, you know, just make this a really great event.
And Monica, you also have a guest skater at this event this weekend.
Right. Every year we do try to get a guest skater to come in as a special treat to the audience. This year we have Richard Dornbush. He is a national and international competitor, and he will be skating two programs during all three performances. So any of the performances you come out to, you'll be able to get an opportunity to see a national and international level male figure skater compete. And I'm sure he'll give us a good show. And usually they do kind of a fun routine as well, you know, that lightens up, you know, the audience. So we're really looking forward to having him join us for the weekend.